Hey guys, so today I wanted to talk about how problems that we have or specific situations that we're struggling with and how to get our minds around them. Because I know for me that there comes a time in my life where I feel like I've got a handle on things, I feel like I'm sure about things, I feel like I've learned all the right ways to do things. But then a certain situation or problem will arise and suddenly it's as if you've forgotten everything that you've learned. That suddenly you can't handle things, you're overwhelmed, you're stressed, you're struggling, you're becoming obsessed by overthinking about it, and it feels like your emotions are consuming your life. I'm sure I'm not alone in this. There comes a time in our lives where we're hit with just too much that we can't handle, right? And I think what this comes down to is a few things. So I think I've got three ideas about this. The first is that we need to break it down. So if you have a problem or a situation, or if it's several problems or several situations, then what you need to do is break it down. And by break it down, I mean find out the little components that come together to make this problem. So is it people? Are there certain people involved? Who are the people? What are they contributing or not contributing? What causes them to make this a problem, right? Is it about a certain place or a certain project? Is it about money? Is it about budgeting? Like, what is the actual problem? Break it down. Find out what is stressing you out about the problem. Don't just say, okay, I've got a lot of work to do. Generally, a lot of the time, we have a lot of work to do, right? So why is it now that this work that you have to do is so hard or it's so overwhelming? Why is it a problem now? Is it because you've not been getting enough sleep lately? Is it because you've also got problems at home and so that's stressing you out like even more when it comes to your problem at work? You know, find out the real reason behind it. Break it down. And once you have that in smaller chunks, like you have little components of the problem, it makes it easier to tackle it. It makes it easier to see what's actually going on and what you can do to find a solution or at least a way to cope better, right? The second thing is to realize whether you need to find a solution or if you need to change your mindset. Because naturally, there's some things in life that they just need a way to solve the problem, that you need to think from the growth mindset and instead stop feeling like you're stuck, stop feeling like you're fixed to be doomed by this thing, and instead find a way to fix it, to find a solution, a way to make it not a problem anymore, basically. Or is it a situation where you simply have to change your mindset? Because like I say, there's certain things that happen in life that we don't actually have a lot of control over, or it's something that it's a problem, but there's no solution to it. It's something that you just have to go through. So is it a case of having to change your mindset? Is it about saying to yourself, okay, this thing is happening, I can't stop it from happening, but instead I'm going to accept it as a means for growth, or it's going to teach me a lesson, it's going to make me stronger. I can accept it as a time for reflection and solitude, you know, learning about myself. I'm going to take this as a time to discover how to be more resilient or to bond with certain people or to understand more about certain people. Like, obviously it depends on the situation, of course, but if we can find some sort of positive and some sort of thing that helps us to deal with this better, then that's a way to relieve the stress, to not be so anxious about what's going on and how we're handling it. Because if you just sit there and say, this is happening and I'm going to let it overwhelm me, I'm going to let it be the worst time of my life, and I'm going to let this pain continue for longer than it needs to, I'm going to decide that I'm suffering and I have no authority over that, then you're just accepting it, you're rolling over it, and you're letting the pain be more. And obviously, like, that's not a good thing. Naturally, there's some things in life that really, really do hurt. But as they say, pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. It's up to you whether you decide that you're going to suffer in this time, that you're going to suffer for longer than you need to. It is up to you to find out some way, even a small way, of looking at this as a positive or looking at this as something that's going to help you to grow. And the last thing about it is to get some help. A lot of us feel like we are stronger or better or more intelligent or more brave if we handle things by ourselves. That if you are the one to find the solution, then that means that you're a badass person who doesn't need anybody and you're strong, you're cool, right? And I know that for me, even I felt that way at times, that you get this kind of pride issue with asking for help. But at the end of the day, if you're struggling, if you're suffering, if you're feeling like you're in pain due to this thing, you're obsessed due to this thing, then how is it going to be a good thing for you to continue to be in pain, for you to continue to obsess, for you to continue to struggle to find an answer? Instead, there are plenty of people around you, or resources on the internet, or books on a shelf, or mentors that you can find that could help you to solve this situation. They might have an answer that is so easy, but it's because of their experience or who they are, or because they're outside of the problem, that they saw something that you couldn't see. And again, yes, that might take you having to swallow your pride and ask that one person you'd rather not ask. But if it helps you to feel better, isn't it better to feel a bit embarrassed or ashamed or, you know, scared for a moment, but to feel so much better in the long run because you fixed your own problem? Because at the end of the day, it's still you that fixed it, because you were the one who was brave enough to set aside your pride and ask for help. So that means that you are the one who solved your problem by getting somebody else to help you to solve that problem. So if you want to think about it like that in order to feel better, then please do, because it's true. And I know for myself that I do not have all the answers. There are things in life that other people have experienced that I haven't. There are people in my life who are older than me, and so they have a different, you know, view of life. People in my life who have resources that I just don't have. And so if they can help me, why not let them help me? I would rather be upset for a second that I had to ask for help, but feel so much more relief because I feel like the problem has been lifted, the weight has been lifted, and I am stronger and better for it. Again, if you need help, it takes bravery to ask for help, because yes, being in that state of needing help is vulnerable. And as we spoke about in the confidence challenge, being vulnerable feels like, it's really hard, it feels horrible, it feels icky. But vulnerability is an important part of life, and it leads to so much greatness by going through it. You build courage, you build bravery, you build connection, you get joy. And like I say, you could solve a big problem in your life by just being vulnerable for a moment, by asking for help. So when you're in a situation or you have a problem, what you need to do is to first break it down to find out what's actually going on under the surface. Why are you feeling this way? Why is it considered a problem? What are the solutions that you need to find, because you've broke it down into actionable steps? And what can you do to think differently about it? The next thing is to decide whether you need to find a solution or if you just need to think differently. Because again, different situations call for different things. And the last is to consider getting help. If you are struggling, if you've got you know what the problem is, you know that you either need to change your mindset or you need to find a solution, but you can't find a solution and you're struggling to change your mindset, then think about who you can get to help you to feel better about this or to fix it. Now, quickly, I just wanted to share with you an example from my own life. So I've decided to do something new come October. I've been kind of alluding to it over time, but there's something that I'm deciding to do. And this thing is kind of scary. It's going to take up a lot of my time if I decide to do it. It's going to be new territory for me. I've done it before, but it's been a while since I did it, so it kind of feels like I'm starting over. There's certain people that I know will have an opinion on what I'm doing, and so that's always scary as well, to know that it's like you're waiting for people to comment on what you've done. That's always a bit icky. And so naturally, when you're doing this kind of thing, you kind of get in your head and say all this script of what's going to happen. And you're like, oh, what if I'm so stressed and overwhelmed? What if I hate it? What if it's the wrong decision? What if it takes up so much of my time and I'm wasting that time because it's not the right thing to do? What if everybody judges me? What if it's not what I want to do, and then I decide to stop doing it, and then everyone judges me for not doing it as well? Like, there's so many different things that you think about in your head. And that's what I've been doing. I've been mulling these scenarios, these narratives over in my head, and driving myself crazy by thinking of these things. And okay, so I stepped back and I said to myself, okay, so what am I actually scared about? I'm scared about judgment, I'm scared about failing, I'm scared about being stressed, and I'm scared that it's not the right thing to choose. So I broke it down into four things, right? So that's a lot easier to digest than the millions of different narratives that were going on in my head at first. So great, I wrote those things down. And then what I did next was I went through and kind of try to find an answer for those things. So, okay, I'm scared of judgment.
whether I do this or not, I'm going to be judged. Everybody is judged no matter what they do. And it's a natural part of life. It's a horrible part of life, but it's a natural part of life. So whether I do this or not, I'm going to be judged. But I know that I've got to do this for me. I have my real reasons for doing it. And whether it works out or not, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. I need the answers to this question. And so I need to do it. Right? So that's helped that situation. The next one is like, I'm scared of failure. And I said to myself, okay, so if I fail, I'll be in the exact same position as I am now. If it doesn't work out, if I hate it and I get overstressed and decide to quit, I'll be in the exact same position as I am now. But the thing is, I'll have the knowledge of knowing that it wasn't the right thing. But instead, if I don't do it, I'm going to keep having the question of whether it was the right thing to do or not. It'll keep being this niggling thing in the back of my mind that's like, what if, what if, what if? But if you fail at something or you quit at something, at least you know that you tried and you'll know that it's not the right thing for you and you'll have the answers to that question, which I think is so important. It's like kind of treating life like an experiment, being, you know, curious and following your curiosity, which is what Elizabeth Gilbert always says. And I think it's really important to do that. So yes, these things, these steps can be vulnerable, they can be scary. But like I say, testing things out, seeing what fits, what doesn't fit is an important part of life, especially when you're young. And I'm only 24. So I'm going to take this step, I'm going to see what happens. And it's fine. I won't die at the end. I'll still be the same me. I'll just take a new path and I'll know the answers to my questions. So again, I'll fix that issue. So doing this exercise helped me with the first two. It helped me with breaking down what my problem was and it helped me with finding a solution / a new mindset. Well, that was more about mindset, to be honest. But then the solution to the issues was to make sure that I was prepared, that I knew what I needed to be able to be prepared for October, that I knew what was going to happen, what it was going to look like and how it was going to go down, that I set up certain resources and got certain information from certain people so that I was ready mentally and physically. I've sorted out my space so that I'm ready both mentally and physically. And so I know that I'm in the best position possible that I can do for now to be ready for this coming change in my life. So that's a solution to the problem. So I'm having these fears and the best thing that I can do to be in a better position with these fears, to solve these fears, is to kind of just make sure I'm prepared as much as possible so that the fears have less power, less evidence over me, right? So I fixed my mindset, I found solutions and I broke it down. The last thing to do is to ask for help. So I've said to my partner, I've said to my mum that I'm unsure about this. I don't know if it's going to be the right thing, but I know that it's what I want to try for right now. Is that okay? And they've both said, yes, they support me. They'll be there along the way. I might need their help whilst I'm doing it. I might need just them to pick me up when I feel down, you know. But having that support system is a great way to feel less overwhelmed about a problem, to feel less stressed and alone, to, you know, share that weight rather than shouldering it alone. And that is, like I say, another time of vulnerability. You're asking for help, you're asking for support, and you know that you're saying something with uncertainty, like you're not sure yourself, and then you're asking somebody else to be sure of your uncertainty. It's like, it's scary, it's weird, but the right people in your life will be there for you and help you through it. And I think that's important, to know that they're helping you through it, so that you do know that no matter what happens, you will survive and they'll still love you, they'll still support you, and they'll help you to take the next step, whatever it turns out to be. So I'll leave you with this, guys. If there are changes coming in your life, if you're having problems, if you're feeling like you're in a time of vulnerability, of uncertainty, then all you need to do to at least feel a little bit better about it is to break it down, to either find a solution or a new mindset, and to get help. Because that's literally all we can do. And then you just gotta keep strong as much as you can, whatever strength looks like to you, to ensure that everything in life is temporary. So if you are going through something that's really hard, then the literal fact of the matter is that change is inevitable and that problem will go after a while. And I don't want you to sit back and let it just figure itself out. I mean, some things they do need to figure themselves out, but some of the things they take you grabbing the wheel and saying, okay, so no, I want to fix this. I want to steer the car in my direction. I want to be the leader of this and say what happens with this. So take your life into your own hands. Have a growth mindset by deciding that you're going to figure out a way around this that feels good and true for you. That you're not just going to sit back and let life happen. Instead, you're going to say, I'm going to find a solution or a different mindset about this so that I'm happy and feeling healthy and feeling in control. As much as, you know, is healthy and possible.
So take care, guys. I hope that I've helped you out a little bit with any problems you might be facing right now, any overwhelming stress that you might be having right now, whatever your mind is obsessing over right now. Trust me, I get it. Try and take this advice and keep using it as much as you need. If you have any advice to give other people, then you can use the comments section on my website, because I do upload this on my website as well. I would love to hear from you, because I know that I need help with this kind of thing sometimes. Know that you're not alone. You're not crazy. You're not weak. It's normal to obsess and feel like a problem is heavier than it is sometimes, but know that you are strong and you have the tools within you to find out the answer. Speak to you next week, guys. Bye.